The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, December 16th. We have new information from the FDA about a second COVID-19 vaccine that could be given the green light by the end of this week. Also, a top Republican in Congress accepts Biden's victory for the first time and tells others to do the same. And Mayor Pete might be getting a new job on Capitol Hill. Plus, a major snowstorm affecting millions of Americans. Which NBA star just got a record-breaking contract? And a big-name company is testing out a four-day work week. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. By the end of this week, the U.S. could have two authorized COVID-19 vaccines. You already know about Pfizer's version, but now the FDA released new data about the drug maker Moderna's version of the vaccine. The FDA's review now confirms the shots were more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19 symptoms. And maybe even better, it's possible this one could also prevent all infections, even those that show up without any symptoms. The federal agency now says just one Moderna shot can lower your chances of getting an asymptomatic case by 63%. And this could be key to stopping not just illness, but also the spread of the virus. But the details of that part are still preliminary, so the FDA says more data is needed to know for sure. And at this point, we also don't know if the Pfizer one does the same. Both versions of the vaccine come in two doses. The second shot is given about a month after the first. The most common side effects have been fatigue, headache, and muscle pain. But in a few rare cases, people reported nausea and facial swelling. All the side effects were short-lived, though. Most lasted just a day. Next up for the Moderna vaccine, an FDA panel of experts will meet tomorrow to review the vaccine further. And the New York Times cites sources who expect the FDA to grant emergency use authorization this Friday. And once again, the U.S. is already preparing to ship out the shots right away. Today, people on the East Coast are facing the biggest snowstorm they've seen in years. More than 60 million Americans are going to be affected by this one. And that's because this storm is expected to strike some major American cities like Boston, Philadelphia, Hartford, and New York City. All of them are under winter storm warnings. The National Weather Service says the biggest threats with this storm are heavy snow and freezing rain. New York City, for example, could get 12 to 18 inches of snow. And that's about three times the amount of snowfall the city got all of last winter. Snow totals could be even higher in other places. Some might get up to 2 feet of snow. It will be windy along the coast as well, so people in cities like Long Island and Cape Cod can expect blizzard conditions. Some people told local news stations they're excited about seeing snow a week before Christmas, but we should mention the snowstorm could also be dangerous. The National Weather Service says people in New England could end up dealing with tree damage, power outages, school closures, and unsafe road conditions. But here's the good news. It's not expected to stick around for too long. Forecasters say things will start to clear up by tomorrow afternoon. Well, more top Republicans in Congress are starting to accept Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. From the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell congratulated Biden on his election win. Now, this is the first time he's acknowledged Biden's win. He also encouraged other senators to accept the results, especially when Congress meets to certify the Electoral College votes next month. McConnell and Biden even spoke on the phone. Biden said they agreed to meet soon to discuss how they can cooperate in the future. The AP reports Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also has a meeting later this week with the guy likely taking over his job. That's Anthony Blinken. More foreign leaders also started recognizing the Biden win, like Russia's Vladimir Putin and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The Biden team is starting to reveal some plans for his inauguration on January 20th. Now, keeping up with tradition, the president-elect will be taking his oath of office outside of the Capitol building. But this year, there will not be quite as many people in the crowd as usual, given the risks of traveling and gathering during a pandemic. In fact, Biden's inaugural committee urged Americans to skip the in-person event, but it also hired experts to work on a program that everyone can watch from home. Also, a couple more familiar names will likely be joining the Biden administration, including former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He'll be nominated as the Secretary of Transportation. You probably remember the name since Buttigieg was an early frontrunner in the Democratic presidential race, though eventually he dropped out and endorsed Biden. He's also a former intelligence officer for the Navy Reserve who served a tour in Afghanistan. In a statement last night, Biden called Buttigieg a patriot and a problem solver, and Buttigieg responded on Twitter saying this is a moment of tremendous opportunity to create jobs, meet the climate challenge, and enhance equality for all. He does face a confirmation hearing in the Senate, and the Washington Post reports some critics will likely point to his lack of experience since this would be his first job in the federal government. If Buttigieg is confirmed, he'll be the first openly gay cabinet member. More news is coming up, but first let's take a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. The newest Rothy's styles like winter-ready shoes and brand new bags are a great way to spread some much-needed holiday cheer this year. If you're worried about getting the wrong style or size for a loved one, a Rothy's gift card is another great option so your loved ones can have fun picking from the ever-changing array of colors, prints, and styles for themselves. And there's a reason Glamour named Rothy's one of the top gift ideas you can't go wrong with, and why Allure says Rothy's is the eco-conscious gift you'll see on every list. Yes, stylish shoes and bags that are also sustainable. Rothy's makes shoes and accessories out of plastic water bottles, and they're completely machine washable. Plus, Rothy's come with free shipping and free returns on eligible items, so you can gift without worry. I have a pair of red Rothy's flats that I love and have been wearing since last winter, and they're still just as stylish, comfortable, and durable as they were back then. I also bought the lace-up this year. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. rothys.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The FDA gave emergency authorization to the first over-the-counter COVID-19 test. This means you can buy it at the store without a prescription and not only take the test, but also get results from it all at home. The test is made by the Australian manufacturer Allume. It comes with a nasal swab, chemical solution, and testing strip. You just swab your nose and place the sample in a cartridge to be analyzed. You'll then get results in as little as 20 minutes. The test apparently works even if you do not have symptoms, and it can be used on everyone ages 2 and up. The Allume test costs around $30, and the AP reports it should hit store shelves soon. The company is ramping up production and hopes to churn out 3 million tests next month. One thing to keep in mind with these, though, this type of test is not quite as sensitive or accurate as the gold standard PCR tests that are run through a lab. So the FDA says a small percentage of both positive and negative results could be false, and it's always a good idea to follow up with a healthcare provider. By the way, this is the second at-home test the FDA has approved in recent weeks, but the last one did require a prescription. Walmart plans to use driverless trucks for deliveries next year. They'll be fully autonomous, meaning there will not be a human on board at all. The high-tech box trucks will hit the road in Arkansas first on a 2-mile route between a fulfillment center and Walmart store. The route has already been extensively tested with a human on board, so Walmart says it's ready to take the training wheels off. Later in the year, Walmart plans to use these trucks in Louisiana as well, and at that point, they'll be navigating a 20-mile route. Say goodbye to Periscope. Twitter is shutting down the live streaming app for good. It was a standalone platform where you could stream live video, kind of like Instagram Live. Twitter acquired it in 2015, and at one time, it was pretty popular. But usage has been going down over the years. Engadget says it's been overshadowed by video and streaming platforms Twitch and YouTube. So Periscope will be pulled from the App Store by March of next year. Already, the app will stop allowing new signups. You can still download any videos or data you already have on the app before it shuts down next year, and the Periscope website will stay up as a read-only archive. As for the Twitter app, the company is now using many of Periscope's tools as part of its Twitter Live feature. NBA star Giannis Antetokounmpo is making history. The Greek Freak, as fans often call him, signed a 5-year contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks worth $228 million. As The Athletic reports, that's the largest deal in NBA history. He signed at the 11th hour. Yesterday was the deadline to decide. So it's a sigh of relief for Milwaukee fans. He's the league's 2-time reigning most valuable player, and this year he was also named Defensive Player of the Year. Needless to say, had he not stayed in Milwaukee, he would have been snapped up quickly. Antetokounmpo has some loyalty to the Bucks, though. That was the first team he played for in the NBA after being drafted from Greece in 2013. He says he feels blessed to be able to stay in Milwaukee, calling that city his home. One of the richest women in the world is giving away a chunk of her fortune. We're talking about Mackenzie Scott, an author who was once married to Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. She's now the world's 18th richest person, and Bloomberg reports she's worth more than $60 billion. In a blog post this week, Scott said she's now donated more than $4 billion of her wealth to charity in the last 4 months and $6 billion over the past year. The money went to several organizations, including ones that provide people with food and affordable housing, as well as others that fight racial inequality. Scott also allocated money to help people pay down medical debt. Scott says she was motivated by the pandemic, which has been a, quote, wrecking ball in the lives of Americans. So she wanted to help out. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, ButcherBox. I now have so much more confidence every time we open the freezer and I grab some meat for our meal because I know it's all from ButcherBox. I can always rely on the freshness, the flavor, the texture, and the quality of ButcherBox meat. I realize not everyone has convenient access to high-quality meat, and before ButcherBox, I've experienced the unknowns and the confusion at the grocery store to try to find it. Well, ButcherBox believes everyone deserves humanely sourced, high-quality meat, and they make it so much easier. The box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, heritage breed pork, wild-caught salmon, free-range organic chicken, and more. You get to customize what you get. Well, it can all just be delivered straight to your door. In fact, ButcherBox is also the most affordable way to get healthy, humanely raised meat since it's just $6 a meal. Plus, there's a fantastic deal right now. Bacon for Life is back. Right now, new members can get Bacon for Life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. And today we're talking about how a major company is testing out a 4-day work week. The company is Unilever, which distributes brands like Dove Soap, Lipton Tea, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream. It has about 155,000 employees around the world. And for the next year, 81 of them, who all live in New Zealand, will work only 4 days a week rather than the usual 5. But they'll still be paid for working full time. The company wants to see if the shorter week boosts productivity and improves work-life balance. Of course, the idea of a 4-day work week is not really new. As the New York Times puts it, it's been kicked around for decades. Even former President Richard Nixon predicted back in the 50s that it would become the new normal. But it never did. And some people now question if it's even possible in our work-centric culture. That said, Unilever wants to give it a go. Reuters reports, if all goes well, it'll assess how it could roll this out to all of its workers. But for now, it's not making any promises. And by the way, other companies like Microsoft and Shake Shack have experimented with 4-day work weeks in recent years. Some say it worked well, and others say they didn't really like it. No major American business has rolled it out company-wide. All right, thank you so much for listening today. You can always read more about any of the stories we mention in the episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. And if you want ad-free episodes, you can sign up at thenewsworthy.com/insider. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.